Yeah, exactly. What's the start is okay. So Kiddush in the morning, Kiddush Shabbos morning. What's the point? What's the question? What's the issue? Why do we bother doing Kiddush in the morning? Kiddush again. Someone told the topic, right? And they said, "Oh, what are you going to take away all the drinking Shabbos morning? You could drink as much as you want Shabbos morning, fine, but you don't have to do Kiddush Shabbos morning. Why do you have to bother doing Kiddush Shabbos morning? So is there a source of Kiddush Shabbos morning?" So the Gemara in Pesachim says, a Gemara which is explicitly, says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos Okadcho, Zachreu Alayayin B'chnisato, you inaugurate, you know, the day on wine when the day enters of Shabbos at night. Ainli ela balayla, that's only at night. But by yom, how do I know I need to make kiddush by day? You know what? Talmud Lomer, zachar es yom haShabbos. So this yom haShabbos tells me that there's some chiyuv of kiddush by day. So here's the million-dollar question: why? I've got two reasons. Why bother making kiddush during the day? I understand when Shabbos enters, so it ushers in the Shabbos. Okay, fine. You make Abdullah at the end. It's the bookends, right? What's the point of Kiddush Shabbos morning? No, any reason? There's two reasons. Why bother making Kiddush Shabbos morning? Any ideas? Last night was such a long time ago. Okay. So, meaning what? To speak that a little bit more. Oh, so it's just a Zecher. Well, now you're backtracking, kind of like skirting between both shots. It's good. So we're going to try to split what you're saying into two pshat. So pshat number one, you started saying, it was like, oh, Shabbos was a long time ago, Friday night was a long time ago. That kind of like means, like it's a zecher. It's a nice idea. We did it Friday night. Friday night was a long time ago. So zecher to the kiddush that we're doing Friday night, we do a zecher to Shabbos morning. Like a remembrance to the Friday night one, we do Shabbos morning. Is it kiddush Shabbos morning? Yes. According to pshat number one, that it's a zecher, it is, because it's a remembrance. It's like, you know, it's parallel to what we did Friday night, so we do on Shabbos morning. We make kiddush. You don't need to necessarily, because it's not ushering the Shabbos, but it still is a kiddush, because it's a zecher to the kiddush that we do Friday night, so we do a remembrance on Shabbos morning. Reason number two is what? To cover that seuda. It's an honor to make our Shabbos morning day meal more chashur, so you add a little bit of schnapps to the meal, right? Oh, 1 second. I'm on point two now. Point three is going to be shalosh shudder. 1 second. But first you have to speak out these two reasons. Let's like put them in their boxes. So there are two totally different reasons. Reason number one is it's just a zecher. It's just a remembrance to the kiddush Friday night. So you do a kiddush time this morning to remember the Friday night kiddush. Okay. Second reason is it's not really kiddush. It's just in order to enhance the cholent. Shabbos morning, in order to make the cholent more chashuv, so what do? You add a little wine to the cholent. You know, you add a little bit of wine connected to your potato kugel Shabbos morning. No, don't get so excited. We're not talking about pouring the water and wine into the cholent. Don't get so excited over there. We're just making kiddush Shabbos morning, you know, in order to make the cholent more gishmak, makes it more important, gives it more chashivos, so therefore we add a little bit of kiddush. We add what it's called kiddush Shabbos morning, but it's not really kiddush. So what's the nafkamina? I've got four nafkaminas, then you're free. Yeah? So four nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, Gary hit it right on the head, right over here, is shalashutz. So do I need to make kiddush by shalashutz? To go through the two sides. If you say that it's just a lechabod, the seuda, so then maybe shalosh shodis, I do need to make kiddush as well. Because shalosh shodis also needs a little bit of, you know, spice to it by adding a nice good glass of wine to it. So therefore, why is shalosh shodis any different than the Shabbos morning? Seuda. In other words, just like seuda Shabbos morning, the whole idea that every seuda, we want to enhance the seuda by adding wine, so Shabbos Shudas is no different than the Shabbos morning seuda. They're both seudos. But according to this, it's not really kiddush. It's just an enhancement to the meal. So every meal that I have on Shabbos, i.e. the three meals, would need this enhancement. So Shalosh Shuddos should be no different. As opposed to if you say the whole reason is it's a zecher. That just like at night we did a Kiddush, so during the day we do a Kiddush also. But that's sufficient with one Kiddush Shabbos morning. So I gave a Kiddush for the night. Now I remember that Kiddush at night in the morning, and I do a morning Kiddush. But do I need one by Shalosh Shuddos? No. That are we paskin? Do you need Kiddush by Shalosh Shuddos or not? So you tell me what you think about this Rambam. It's machlokas within one source. How much better do you get than that? Yes, you could spend all week on this Rambam. Rambam says, he talks about the three seudos, and then he says, v'tzarech l'kvoa kol seuda mishvashtan alayayin. Seven words. V'tzarech, you need to be l'kvoa, to, you know, set up, kol seuda mishvashtan, all three seudas, alayayin. So what do you think the Rambam holds? You need Kiddush by Shalosh Shuddos or not? So one side you could say, pretty clear he does. But then you could say, well, maybe the Rambam doesn't really say, you know, Kiddush. He doesn't say anything about Kiddush. He just says, Tzarech l'kvoa kol seuda mishloshtan alayai. You just need to have a little bit of wine. So now all of a sudden I'm starting to vacillate, which side does the Rambam say? Because on one side you hear the Rambam could be saying, yeah, all three need it because, you know, all three need an enhancement for the seuda. Another, and maybe the only reason why you have wine, maybe that wine just means in the middle of the seuda. You know, it doesn't really mean like a beginning to enhance it like we needed Shabbos morning, but Shabbos Shuddos, maybe you're supposed to have wine even just in the middle of the seuda.
Are you talking about benching?
So I don't know, maybe in the middle, just have a little, you know, schnapps in the middle of your meal. Listen to how Shulchan Aruch says over this Rambam, yeah? So that's one shot of the Rambam, and that's in fact what the Torah says, and that would prove to you that the Rambam holds that every Suda needs its own enhancement, like the idea of Kavod HaSuda. Not that the Shabbos morning one is L'Zecher, like this is Gary's Nafmina. Do you need Kiddush by Shalosh Shuddos? Rambam, at first blush, I thought, seems to say you do need Kiddush by Shalosh Shuddos. However, it wasn't that the Shulchan Aruch quotes over the Rambam. He's quoting the Rambam, and he says, Ein Tzarech L'Kaddish B'Suda Shlishis. And then the post can say, you don't need to make Kiddush by Shalosh Shuddos. You should have a little wine maybe in the middle of the Seuda just to enhance it a little bit, but you don't need a Kiddush. And Halacha L'Maisa, anyone make Kiddush by Shalosh Shuddos? No, so if you're very frum, you know, so my father always has grape juice after you wash on Shalosh Shuddos, you know, or wine, whatever. He has something in order because the post can bring down. You're really supposed to have a little bit of wine because the Rambam did seem to say you're supposed to have some wine, but that's not a Kiddush. So therefore, Nafkamina number one is, do you need to have wine or Kiddush by Shalosh Shuddos? Rambam is unclear exactly. Other posts can say yes. Some posts can say most. Shulchan Aruch seems to ask it. No, that would be based upon what the nature of your Kiddush is Shabbos morning. So I need other Nafkaminas. What other Nafkaminas? If the reason, again, let's wrap up the question, what's the reason why I have Kiddush Shabbos morning? Is it because it's a Zecher, just like the night had a Kiddush, so the morning needs a Kiddush? Or is it nothing to do with any Zecher or any nature of Kiddush? It's just so that my children Shabbos morning is given a more chashuv, so I add a wine in the morning. So what's an afkamina, yeah?
You wouldn't have to make Kiddush in the morning. You just have to add wine like you do by
Shabbos. Oh, so I'm going to skip a little bit tonight, because you hit my last afkamina number four. So afkamina number four. So now we have one, and now you have number four. Number four is, I'm going to tweak it a little bit. What are you saying on that Kiddush? What brachas do you say? So the Brisker Rav was very machbid, brought down in Jews around August, not to say any, you know, Zohar, Yoms, or not, right? It's all discussion, no psukim. But why? Because it's just a break of why? Because it's nothing, it's not a Kiddush. It's just to enhance what goes, it's just to enhance my cholent. So the whole point is to enhance my cholent, to enhance my suuda. Don't make any psukim on it, because don't confuse it. It's not a Kiddush. But the Jewish Sanhedrin himself argues on that, and perhaps the one this is that if you hold it, it's a zecher to Friday night Kiddush, so you wouldn't say so. That's nafkamina number one. Now we have nafkamina number four. Now we have, you know, see what you're saying?
By a bris,
yeah,
on a Shabbos morning, the Kiddush, I think, is just Borei Pri HaGafen. And I think if you didn't want to say the Shamru or Alkein Beirach, you could get away with just Borei Pri HaGafen on the Shabbos morning.
He's saying that not even Megillas balance, quoting from the Brisker, that not even every Shabbos morning, you shouldn't say any Pesukim, perhaps, because all ideas,
and
it's not, right, it's not even, Shabbos morning he's talking about. Not forget, Shabbos morning is a separate Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is regular Shabbos morning. Do I need a, should I just say Borei Pri HaGafen, because it's just to enhance the meal, you don't want to mix it up, it's not really a Kiddush.
That's the case, then you don't have to do it in the beginning of this, you could do it in the middle or so.
Okay, perhaps maybe you could do it in the middle. You're right. Maybe, but even maybe the enhancement would have to be at the beginning, because you want to make, you know, inaugurate the Suda, so you know to make the Suda more chashuv. If you just have a little wine in the middle, it doesn't make the Suda more chashuv. In order to make the Suda chashuv, you'd have to have it at the beginning. So I don't think whether you have it at the beginning or the middle is enough to me. I think everyone, both reasons would say you have to have it at the beginning. The question is it Kiddush or not? No, so I have two more Nafkaminas. What are two more Nafkaminas?
It's a Ma'akev or not?
If it's Ma'akev, okay. If it's Ma'akev, both of them probably aren't Ma'akev, it's Uda. Because even if it's just a Zecher, it's not going to be Ma'akev.
It's a Friday night if you didn't make Kiddush. But...
You have to make it during the day. So you're saying maybe if I don't make it during the day, do I have to make it by Shal Shuddis? Could be, I hear that. I'm not sure. So something to think about.
Or furthermore, Friday night you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush.
Oh, Nafkamina. Very good. Am I allowed to eat before Kiddush or not? So that we also have another, that's Nafkamina number three. Now we have number one we got number four, and now we got Nafkamina number three. Nafkamina number three is Achil Upnei Kiddush. This is actually Machlokas, Ramam and Ravid in a different place. Is there an Isser to eat before Shabbos morning Kiddush? We know Friday night Kiddush, you know, you come home, you shouldn't drink anything. You know, shouldn't even have water the post can bring down before you make Kiddush. What about Shabbos morning? After you davened already, now there's a Chal Achil of Kiddush. Are you allowed to eat beforehand? So if you say that what, if you just say that it's an enhancement for the su'uda, it's a chavada su'uda, then perhaps maybe it would be mutter to eat. If you say that it's a zecher to the Kiddush that you have Friday night, then all the rules of Kiddush Friday night should apply Shabbos morning as well. And perhaps this is a machlokas of Rambam and Ravid in another place of if you're allowed to eat Shabbos morning. Now if you think about it, a little kind of a fix, it doesn't really make any sense. To think about it, to really have a Kiddush Shabbos morning. Because what's the whole point of Kiddush? The whole point of Kiddush is to usher in the Shabbos. So the whole concept, right, to usher in the Shabbos and to say goodbye to the Shabbos. So it's hard to understand the whole concept of Kiddush Shabbos morning itself. However, if you, interestingly, the Rambam is the one who holds that the point of Kiddush Friday night is not even to usher in the Shabbos. It's just to praise the Shabbos. Kaddish Shabbos was Shabcho, so to praise it. So with that understanding, it's easier to understand how Shabbos morning could also be a Kiddush. Because the whole point of Kiddush Friday night is just to praise the Kiddush. Okay, so Shabbos morning, you praise the Shabbos also. Friday night, you praise it. Shabbos morning, you praise it. So the Rambam, it's easier to understand why it would be usher to eat before davening Shabbos morning, because this whole concept of Kiddush is just to be Meshabeach the Kiddush, not to usher in the Shabbos. And I saw this aura by Rav Sacks in his Chemdas Yomim on Shabbos. This is like, I got one more Nafkamina. No, one more Nafkamina, and this is very relevant for people like me. Yeah, and you can figure it out. Oh, Kiddush Makom Suda, maybe that's relevant. Perhaps. That needs more work. Kiddush Makom Suda, how it is. I've got a practical Nafkamina.
You forgot it.
You tried to say that before. I don't know. If you forgot it, then you have to do it by Shal Shutz.
Right.
So what? You would say, according to
Friday
the reason that...
You
do. Friday, you do have to say Shal
Shutz. If it's Zecher for Friday night, then you should have to do it by
Shal Shutz. So if you say it's a Zecher for Friday night, then you think you should have to do it by Shal Shutz. And if you say it's just to enhance the meal, but you need to do it anyway the next meal for the enhancement shot.
Right.
You would have to do it anyway the next meal. So then you're stuck. No, so what does that mean? Come on, I don't like to drink so much. I don't like to drink. So does someone who's being yotzei, nafkamina number two, my final nafkamina is, do you have to be, if you're a listener, you're being yotzei the kiddush, so you make kiddush for me. And you yotzei yourself, and you yotzei me, you yotzei your wife, you yotzei your children, you yotzei 20 people. Does everyone have to drink from the grape juice or not?
No.
Why? So it depends. If you say, like regular Kiddush Friday night, do you have to be, ever have to drink from the grape juice?
No.
No. Why? Because it's a yotze, you're being yotze the mitzvah. For someone else being yotze the mitzvah, you don't need a drink. But listen to this. If Shabbos morning's Kiddush is just a mechavod se'uda, so it's not a real Kiddush, it's just an enhanced Shabbos. You know what it is? It's just the Borei Pri HaGafen, we said. If I drink and I make a Borei Pri HaGafen, you could be yotzei my Borei Pri HaGafen without drinking? No, that's not true. If I make a Birchas Hanenin, if I make a Brei Pri Adama, right? You can't listen to my Brei Pri Adama. Let me take a, I don't need anything, it's a Brei Pri Adama. Okay. A potato. Yeah, take a bite of potato. I don't need any fruit, so vegetables. No? So it only candy. Right? So you take a, say you take an apple, it's Brei Pri Eight. Right? That ain't much I know. Yeah? So you take an apple, you make a Brei Pri Eight. I take a bite of the Brei Pri Eight. You can't hear my Brei Pri Eight, and then an hour later, try to be yotze with my bra. You can only be yotze with my Brei Pri Eight if you take a bite out of it now. Therefore, the final nafkamin is that if Kiddush is just to enhance the meal, the Shabbos morning meal, and it's not a zecher to Friday night, you better drink from the wine. Everyone better drink from the wine. And in fact, listen to our Shmir Shabbos Tuchas HaPaskins. We're ending with this. Brisker of the Paskins. And people don't know this. If you ask someone, you ask a guy up the street, is it better for someone being Yotze with the Mekadesh, is it better for you to drink Friday night or Shabbos morning? The Stam Balabas will tell you what? Friday night, because Friday night is more a higher level of Kiddush. The Brisker of says, fuck carrots. Because Friday night is the Birchas HaMitzvah. You could be Yotze with someone else's Birchas HaMitzvah without having to drink. Listen to what the Brisker of says. Kach Yadua. This is Shmir Shabbos Kolchas, quoting him. Kach Yadua. It was known, B'Shem HaBrisker of, the Kevin Sheikra Kiddush Shumim Ne Kavod Asuda, he's talking about Shabbos morning, She Yishtel Yayin with Ne Asuda B'Mei Chashivas, Well, Maspikim Lo Yishtel Ko Echon Me Yayin Shok Kiddush. So Shabbos morning, you should make sure that you drink from the Kiddush in order to be Yotze. This Shita, that it's only to enhance the meal, and the Bracha on the Kiddush Shabbos morning is only a Birchas Hanen. Interestingly, I set it up as two reasons. If you look at just the last sentence, if you look at Nishmir Shabbos Mechasa, he seems to take for granted, which is just an interesting point, he seems to take for granted that the only reason is it's for Kavod HaSeuda. It's for enhancement of the Seuda. Listen to this halacha. A few lines earlier, he says, Kiddush Zeh, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yontif, he's talking about in the morning, Eina Ela Mevnei Kavod HaSeuda, Sheyehe Ayom Miskadesh Al Yodav, that the day should be Miskadesh through it, in order to make this Suda Chashuv. He doesn't even bring the alternate reason of Zecher to the Kiddush at night. That's interesting, something to look into further.
What does that mean?
Really, you should be mapping for both.